Today's shir in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Kesuvos Daf Gimel. We started the brand new Masechta yesterday, and we pick up 12 lines from the top, Gimel Omed Aleph. We're learning today, Lili Nishmas, David Warren, Menachem David Ben Harav Yosef. All the shams we learned for should have an aliyah from our learning. In yesterday's shir, we brought down the Shita of Rava. Remind ourselves that Rava had said that the din with get and a condition is different than the din with the husband being obligated to pay for his wife's expenses after the year has passed between the kiddushin and he hasn't yet brought her into nisuin. Remind ourselves a little bit more what that meant. So we had said that if the man had married the first stage of marriage and then he's normally taking in his wife in the second stage of marriage within 1 year, but if it was beyond that 1 year's time, so we said that he's obligated to go and pay for her food at that point in time, even though he doesn't go into nisuin. And Rava had said in that situation, if there were extenuating circumstances, if there was something beyond his control that prevented him from getting married to her, he wasn't the one that was stopping it, so then he doesn't have to go pay for his expenses. But Rava had said, but not by Gittin. And the case by Gittin was if the man had said that this will be a get for you if I don't return within 12 months, and then something causes him to not return within the 12-month period of time that's outside his control. So Rava said, in that situation, we don't say it's a get, we nullify the get, because the extenuating circumstances prevented him from coming, and not on his own did he not come, and therefore, the difference, Rava said yesterday, was between a get, where we say that extenuating circumstances are not taken into consideration, and therefore, if he doesn't come back, even though it's because of extenuating circumstances, the get is chal. Again, as opposed to extenuating circumstances that prevent him from taking in his wife within that 1 year, and now it's beyond the 1 year, and he hasn't yet done isu, and their extenuating circumstances are taken into account, and he doesn't have to go pay for his wife's expenses. That was Rava's opinion yesterday. Today we'll have Ikud the Amri. Again, we pick up 12 lines from the top, Gimel of an Aleph, with an alternative version of what Rava said. Ikud the Amri, according to this version, Rava said the exact opposite. And we'll go through the same Shakuvatari yesterday, and everything that was a Kasha on Rava today will be a proof to Rava. Everything that was a proof to Rava from yesterday will now be a Kasha on Rava. So Amar Rava, Rava said, V'chein le'inyan gittin. Rava had said that just like we take into account these extenuating circumstances, something that was beyond your control and onus, to say that the man, the husband of this woman, who did the first stage of marriage, but it's now 12 months later, and he hasn't done the second stage of marriage, normally would be responsible to pay for her food, but if there are extenuating circumstances, he doesn't have to. So Rava here today says the same thing applies by Gittin. If the husband had made a conditional get and said, this is your get, unless I return within 12 months. In other words, if I return within 12 months, it's not a get. And now extenuating circumstances prevent him from returning within 12 months. So Rava says here too, it's not a get, because there are extenuating circumstances that we do take into account, and this get is not going to be a valid get. Alma, what do we see from here? Kasava Rava, Rava's opinion is, yesh ones begitin, that we do in fact take into account these extenuating circumstances as something that you couldn't do anything about, there was an ones, and say that it voids the get, because the condition wasn't fulfilled in the proper way. Murray questions this. Again, the exact same shock of Atari from yesterday. So we bring down the same Mishnah and Gittin that we brought down yesterday. Nesvei. The Mishnah and Gittin says, Harei ze gitech. A man says to his wife, this is your get. Im lo basi, if I don't return, mikan, from this place that I'm going to, v'yachshnei masachodish, within a 12-month period of time. Now, the reason why he doesn't return is because he dies. Umeis masachodish, masachodish, so ain't no get. That's not considered a get. Why? Mace, who they don't get? It's because he died, and you can't have a get after Misa. The implication is, ha chala, if he got sick, and because of this extenuating circumstance that he got sick, he wasn't able to come, nevertheless, haray is a get. So this goes against what Rava says. We do seem to not take into consideration extenuating circumstances, and the get is not batel. So that goes against what Rava said. Rava says that we take into account the extenuating circumstances, and the get is batel. Shmuel says, no. Li'olam, emel ha chala, Nami ain't no get. The Gemara could say that, in fact, if he was sick, it also wouldn't be a get. We would take into account the extenuating circumstances like this version of Rava. Why did it specifically say, Nes, he gufo koma ashbelon, the ain't get lachamitza? It wanted to teach us this idea that there is no get after death. And that's why it had to say that there is no get, because the guy's dead. He didn't return within 12 months, but he's dead. That's why he didn't return, and you can't have a get after Misa. So that was the chiddush over here to say that it's not a get. Where it says that chiddush was already taught to us. And get liachamisa tonal le'reisha. That was learned in a previous Mishnah in Gittin, where it said that, in fact, you can't have a get after Misa. Now, in yesterday's shiur, we went through that Mishnah, where it specifically said that if the guy dies within the 12-month period of time, so then it's not a get. Here it doesn't go through as much detail in the second version. Gemara says, nevertheless, it had to repeat it over here because Dilma, maybe Liafuke midirabosenu, maybe we might have thought that we don't paskin like that first Mishnah in Gittin, which said that it is not a get if the guy dies, but there is an opinion that says that it is a get if he dies because the date on the get, and again, we explained this more in yesterday's version. Here we have a shortened shakel v'tarya, and in yesterday's version, we explained that the Chacham hold like Rav Yossi, that the date on the get, the listing that on this date, this get was written, so that shows that it's taking effect before the person's death, and therefore, this isn't the case of ein get liachar misa. So therefore, Rava is still okay. Morris says, Toshma, but that's also still going to be a problem for Rava from the following Mishnah. There's a Mishnah also in Gittin. May Achshav, it said, the man gives his wife a get, and it says it takes effect from now. May Achshav. In Lo Basi Mikan Vashneim Asachodish, if I don't return within a 12-month period of time, so then this get is a valid get. And then Umeiz Vashneim Asachodish, Harei's a get. So then it is a get. So you do see that even though it's an extenuating circumstance, we say that the get is a valid get. So even though his extenuating circumstance that he died should have been Mavatul the get, here we see that it's not Mavatul the get. Kashon Rava. So again, the Gemara says, wouldn't the same thing apply? My lab, who adin l'chola, and the same thing should apply if he's sick. So you see that extenuating circumstances don't nullify the get. Rava's wrong. So where's his love? May stafka. This is specifically talking about a mace. Again, for the reasons that we explained yesterday, we see again now, the lo nichole de tipol kame yavam. The whole reason why he gave this get was because he didn't want his wife to full yibam to his brother. Either his brother was very young, his brother is very old, his brother is not very nice, or his brother was far away and wouldn't be able to do yibam or chalitza with her. Physically, he's far away. And therefore, in this situation, he didn't want his wife to go and fall into yibam. But lav davka with the same din apply with chala. Only if he died do we say that this is a get because that's what he wanted, only specifically for death, but not would it apply if he just got sick and didn't come back because of that. Then we would say that he doesn't want the get to take effect and Rava's extenuating circumstances would nullify the get. Again, we try to disprove Rava. Toshma, same ma'aseh that we had yesterday, we're now going to bring a raya against Rava. Mehau, there was a certain person, Darmalu, who told the people that he was giving a get to his wife, and he told them, that this get should take effect if I don't come back within 30 days. No. Also, on day 30 in the afternoon, right before the shkia, he comes back, but there's the river separating him from getting back into his town, and he can't get across the river. Upaske Mavra, the ferry that's on the other side, the city side where his wife is, hasn't yet returned to the far side, and he can't get back to the city in time before the Shkia, and it's going to be 30 days. So the ferry is an extenuating circumstance, and it's not here, and it's preventing him from getting there. And he yells, Vamalu, he tells everybody, look, I'm back, Chazul di Asai, and therefore, I should, in fact, not be divorcing my wife. The get should be nullified because I've returned, and this extenuating circumstances should be removed. No, that's not called coming back. And it is a valid get. Now, according to Rava, these are extenuating circumstances, and it should not be a valid get. So you clearly see from this story that Rava is wrong. Shmuel says no. Again, like we said yesterday, onso de shriach shiny. This is something he should have planned on. This is a very, very common thing that the ferry is on the other side of the river. And therefore, he should have specifically mentioned the kibun di boil lesnuye below asne, iuhu. The Afsid HaNafshe, he himself is the one that caused all of this. He should have said, listen, I'm going to come back within 30 days or else it's a get. But in case I come back on day 30 and the ferry's not there, because the ferry's 50% of the time not there, so therefore you should know that that's considered that I fulfilled my tonight and I came back. So since this was a Dover Shriach, this was a highly likely occurrence that the ferry would delay him by not being there, so he should have put it into the condition. And the fact that he didn't, it's his own fault. And therefore, we don't say this is an extenuating circumstance. This is the normal things. He should have realized, if you're coming back that late, you should have made a specific tenai that if the ferry's not here, then I'm still considered as if I'm back. The fact that he didn't do so, that's his own fault. And this is not considered an extenuating circumstances. And it's not a kasha against Rava. So the Ikud Yamre has Rava's opinion being substantiated according to the exact opposite conclusion that we had from yesterday's opinion of Rava. Okay. Amr of Shmuel by Yitzchak. Shmuel Yitzchak says, Lo Shanu, we only said that the Beis Din is set up on Mondays and Thursdays, Ela mitakonis Ezra v'Elech. As we pointed out yesterday in Rashi, that this is one of the 10 takonis that Ezra made in Perek Merubah upon coming into Eretz Yisrael. So Ezra wanted people to easily come back to Eretz Yisrael and to facilitate living in Eretz Yisrael. He wanted to make Aliyah easier. So therefore, he made these 10 takanos to facilitate people living in Eretz Yisrael. And one of them was that there would be Beis Dins that would be sitting up on Mondays and Thursdays. So if there was any need to adjudicate something, people would know there's always a Beis Din on Mondays and Thursdays. However, She'ein Beis Din Kavuin, in the time from Ezra and onward, so then Ezra Eloch, that's when this takana took place. But the implication of that is Avokodav takana says Ezra before Ezra made this institution of having the Beis Dins on Mondays and Thursdays, so then there was no requirement to go get married on Wednesday afternoon. Shabbat Din and Kum Hoyom, as Rashi points out, that there could be Bati Dinim on any day. Lav Dafka that they existed every day, but as Rashi points out, that the Bati Dinim would potentially Kolomar Shekvius Kolayam Shavet. There was just as much likelihood that they would be based on a Monday as it was on a Tuesday, as it was on a Wednesday, or on a Thursday, or on a Friday. So therefore, in this situation, since the Beis Dins could be on any day, so therefore the rabbis never said that you should get married on a specific day. Isha Nises Bechol Yom. So therefore, this idea of getting married on Wednesday was only from Takanas Ezra Ve'elach, when the Beis Din would specifically sit on Mondays and Thursdays. So where it says, why would we care about that? This isn't a history lesson. Kodim Takanas Ezra Ma'ita Havahava. Whatever it was, it was. So where it says, no, there's a big chiddush over here that we can learn out, a practical lemaisa decision based upon this. Hochi Kamar. Because what Rav Shmuel Yitzchak is telling us is, Iko Bote Dinim, nowadays, Dikvu in Ha'idna, if there are, in fact, nowadays, Beis Dins in certain shtots that are sitting not on Mondays and Thursdays, they're sitting every day of the week. They're open for business. It's a big city in New York. You go to a Beis Din every day of the week. You don't have the only Beis Dins on Mondays and Thursdays. So therefore, this is like Kikodim Takonis Ezra. Ah, that's why we have to know what the Din was before Takonis Ezra and Isha Nisus Bechoyom. In such a shtot, in such a place, in such a region where you have the Beis Din sitting every day. So then we have no problem in a woman getting married on any day of the week, not only Wednesday. Anyway, says, wait a second. Habin and Shoktu. Yesterday we said the reason why we don't allow you to get married on Sunday, even though it'll be a Beis Din on Monday, is because of Shoktu. We wanted to make sure that the husband prepares on Sunday and on Monday and on Tuesday a full wedding preparations for the wedding and for the Sheva Bracha. So therefore, when they get married on Wednesday, everything is taken care of. Now, if you're saying that the Beis Din is in place on Monday, so you go get married on Sunday. The Beis Din is in place on Sunday. You get married on Matzei Shabbos. So that's going to defeat the purpose of Shoktu. When is the husband going to prepare? So Gemara says, no, we're dealing here that you can get married on any day if they did prepare, the triachle, when the husband, in fact, was all prepared, so then you can get married any day of the week. As long as the shakdu is fulfilled, that the preparations are done properly, that the wedding will be an appropriate feast, and that all the sheva brachos are taken care of, so then in that situation, you can get married any day of the week. And that's the chiddush over here of Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak to tell us that if both of these conditions are met, that there's a Beis Din meeting any day of the week, and that Shoktu is taken care of, so then this is like pre-Takanas Ezra, before Ezra created the idea of having Beis Dins on Mondays and Thursdays, so then in any region where both of these conditions are met, Shoktu is met, and the Beis Din meets on any day of the week, you can get married any day of the week. Now we turn to Gimel Beis, and the Gemara asks, what exactly is this takana of Shoktu? My Shoktu, where's the source for this idea of Shoktu? It's a very nice idea, but do we have a brisa that actually teaches us this thing? So Gemara says, yes, we do, the Tanya, because we're learning the following brisa, Mipnei ma amru besula nisus liyom arvi. The brisa says specifically what we talked about in yesterday's shir. Why did Chazal set up that a besula should get married on Wednesday afternoon? Because Shem Hoya Lo Tainis Besulim, because Rachmana Lutzlan, if when they have relations, they consummate the marriage on Wednesday night, the husband finds that his wife doesn't have Besulim, so Bishas Kaso, as Rashi pointed out, he's going to run to Beis Din the following morning, and the Beis Din will be meeting that day, and Hoya Mashkin with Beis Din, and therefore, in case there are witnesses to this fact, he's going to say that my wife was Mazana, I didn't find Dan Besulim, and that's going to be publicized, and all of a sudden, witnesses are going to come and say, yes, she was Nebuch Mazana during the year of between the Kiddushin and the Nisuin, and that's real adultery in that situation. She's an Eishes Ish, so therefore the witness will come and she will be also to live with her husband. As opposed to if the Beis Din wasn't meeting the next day, so we had pointed out, if there's no immediate recourse to the Beis Din, so then the husband might become appeased with the wife. They say, that's new, it's not such a big deal that I didn't find Dan Besulim in the stomach. She was riding a horse, and that's why there was no Dan Besulim. So he's not going to find out the real truth that there were witnesses to say that she was Mazana. So therefore, that's why this was set up, Bedafka, on Wednesday with the Beis Din on Thursday. The Brisa continues, furthermore, Shoktu Chachamah Tekonis Benos Yisrael, She Odom Tereach Besuda Shlosha Yomim. And the Brisa specifically states, in addition, the rabbis wanted a Bedafka on Wednesday to get married and not on Sunday to get married, even though for the reason of Mashkim Lebeisdin, because of Tainas Besulim, it would make no difference whether it was Sunday or Wednesday, but on Sunday you wouldn't have an adequate time to prepare for the wedding. But when the wedding's on Wednesday, a person, the husband, Adam Torech Besud Shlosha Yomim, Echa B'Shabbos, V'Sheni B'Shabbos, U'Shishi B'Shabbos, and then Urbirvi Konsa. So this way he'll adequately prepare Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and they'll get married on Wednesday, and we'll fulfill this concept of Shaktu. Oh, here's the source of Shaktu from this Brisa. The Brisa continues and says, from the time that it was danger, which we'll explain in a moment what exactly that is, Noagu, the Minog was, notice these words, Misakona, specifically the time of danger, implying Pikuach Nefashos, and Noagu, they had the custom as opposed to they uprooted it. Noagu Am Lichnos Mishlishi, they had the minog to no longer get married on Wednesday because of this Sakona, and instead they got married on Tuesday afternoon. The rabbis didn't protest doing this. However, but to get married on Monday, that they didn't allow. The im machmasa onus, but if there was an onus, and notice over here it says onus and not sakana, if there was an onus, so then mutter, then it would be permitted. Notice over here, it doesn't say nagu, it says permitted. These are all things that the Gemara is going to question in a moment, so I'm pointing them out. Now, the machmasa onus mutter, but if there was some extenuating circumstances, something that was an unavoidable, an accident, so then mutter, then you would be allowed to even get married on Monday afternoon. Okay, that's what the Brisa says, and the Brisa finishes by telling us another din, umafrishin es hechosim in akala, leil Shabbos tchila. We don't allow the chosim and kala to consummate their marriage if it's Friday night, if it's already Shabbos. Why? Mimeshu osa chabur, because when he has relations with the besula, so the hymen's going to break, and this is making a chabura, and the Gemara will discuss this in a couple of days at great length. Okay, that's the Brisa. So now we have to go and pick up on all the points that I alluded to. My sakana. What exactly was this sakana which allowed them to have the minog to not continue the practice of getting married on Wednesday, but we allowed them to get married on Tuesday? So Gemara has first a suggestion that it's pikuach nefashos. If the government said we don't allow Jewish weddings, and any Jewish wedding that's going to occur on a Wednesday, we're going to kill the chasen and kala, so noagu? Rashi says, Lashon Bismia, would you use the Lashon of Nagu? They had the custom to not get married on Wednesday like the Takana was. Legamre, Niakre, they should totally uproot it. As Rashi says, V'yiskinu lehem yom mechev, the rabbi should have uprooted the Takana to get married on Wednesday, and they should say, we now have a new din, they should get married on a different day. As the previous Rashi says, this is a Lashon of Bismia. Sakonis Nefashasi, if this is real Bikuach Nefashos, you're going to tell me, V'at Amris, Nagu, Lichnos, V'yoshlishi, that they changed the custom instead of following on Wednesday. They got married on Tuesdays, but they didn't uproot the custom of getting married on Wednesdays. They would have uprooted this custom that the takana, that the rabbi said to get married on Wednesday. So the lashon of sakana is a funny lashon. So the Gemara says, Omar Abba, it can't be pikuach nefashos. You know what it was? The Amrei Besula Hanises B'Yomer Vi Tiboel Lehegmon Tchila. Rabbi said there was a wicked, wicked custom. The lascivious governors would make a decree that any woman who got married on a Wednesday, so if she was a basula, so she first had to go and spend the night with the governor and the hegmon, the governor, so he would sleep with her first and then she could get married. So because of this, so they were no heg, the minog was to go and not get married anymore on Wednesday, so the governor wouldn't do this horrible act of immorality. Gemara says, then why did it refer to as sakana? Hai sakana onesu. This is rape. This is an ones. So this isn't sakana. The language of the Brisa is incorrect. So Gemara says, no, it could sometimes, this rape could actually lead to pikuach nefashos, mishum de'ikot tsnuos, because there are some very tsnua women who would think that they have to give up their lives rather than submit to this governor. The mostra nafshayu liktola, they would rather be killed than submit to this governor. And that will lead to pikuach nefashos. Shmuel says, but they should be told. In those situations where Rachman, the son of woman, says, I'm going to let myself be killed rather than submit to the governor, they should be told that that's not the din. The Lidrosh Lahu, the onus shari, that if a woman is being raped, Rachman Litzlan, so she doesn't have to give up her life. For a man, it's Yarg Vayavar. He's not allowed to commit adultery. Yarg Vayavar, because the man is the active partner, as Tosfos here points out. But the woman, Tosa says, the famous drasha that Esther Karka Olam, how was Esther able to go and submit to Achashverosh? So The answer was that when he came up to her, so she was Esther Kakolim. She was passive. She doesn't do an actual act in the rape that Achashverosh did to her. It's only Kasher Ovadeti Ovadeti when she told Mordechai, now that I'm going to him, so now I'm an active participant, so now I'm going to lose Kasher Ovadeti Ovadeti. I won't be able to go and return home to you because now I'll be awesome to you because I'm willingly participating. So by a woman is a different din than by a man in terms of Yorg Vayavar, in terms of adultery. The woman, she's permitted still to her husband in this situation, as long as her husband's not a Kohen, because she's Rachmana Luslan raped, and she doesn't have to give up her life. It's not Yorg Vayavar. Whereas a man, if it's a case of adultery, so he's an active participant just from the biology, so therefore he has to give up his life. He can't do this because it's Yorg Vayavar. So therefore, we should teach the women, the Gemara says, Lidro Shlu, the onus shari, that they don't have to give up their lives if Rachmana Luslan they're being raped. Shemar says, very interesting answer. Ika Prutzos, there are some women who are actually looking forward to having that night with the governor. And therefore they'll say, oh, we were raped. Well, we didn't have any choice. But in fact, they went willingly. So therefore, the rabbis didn't use this as a way to get around this concern by saying that, don't worry, if you're raped, then it's not a problem. Alternatively, the Ika and Ami Kohanos, there are going to be women that are getting married to a Kohen, and the Kohen, Nebuch, if his wife is raped, isn't allowed to go and live with his wife. So for these two reasons, the Prutzos and the women that are married to a Kohen, where they might actually resist, and it would be Pikuach Nefashos, so in this situation, that's why we use the Lashon of Sakana. New Gemara says, so why didn't we say the Lashon of Minhag? We should have said, V'liyakri, so we should have uprooted this din of getting married on a Wednesday, rather than just saying it's a Minhag, that they got married on Tuesday. So Nagu. So Gemara says, no, Gizera, this horrible decree that the governor says I'm going to sleep with every Besula, so Avido de Botla, that will eventually be nullified. That will go away. The horrific lascivious governors will all be wiped out. And therefore, the rabbis didn't want to uproot their takana of getting married on a Wednesday for this temporary horrible problem that the governor is going to rape their daughters. Again, don't think for a moment that the rabbis allowed that to occur. They said, okay, you're allowed to get married on Tuesday. The minhag was obviously to go and get married on Tuesday instead of on Wednesday. But they didn't uproot the din of normally getting married on Wednesday because this takana will eventually be restored when the horrific governors are destroyed. The Gemara says, no, in this situation, Ihochi Bishlishi Nami Osi Uboil. So then the governor is going to hear that the Jewish people getting married on Tuesday. So now he's going to come on Tuesday instead of on Wednesday. So how does this accomplish anything? So I said, no, Misveka Lo'okar Nafshe. Interestingly, the governor is not going to know that everybody's going to change from Wednesday to Tuesday. And therefore, given the law, Rashi says, given the law, Kvias Gomorhu, that they set it up to do it on Tuesday, Aide Takonis Basedin, it's not a Basedin decree that now, instead of getting married on Wednesday, Basedin says you get married on Tuesday. So, Sveiko Hilo, the governor is not sure that anybody's going to be getting married on Tuesday. And if there'll be an issue in the city or not, he's not going to trouble himself to come in, and maybe there won't be somebody getting married that day. So therefore, this concept of only being on Wednesday, that was the concern, but it wouldn't translate that now the governor would come in on Tuesday because they didn't set up a takana that you should definitely get married on Tuesday. And therefore, he's not going to get up because of the suffix. Okay. Then Gemara says, the Bryce had said, but we don't allow him to get married on Monday. However, but if there was some extenuating circumstance, so then we do allow them to get married even on Monday. So Gemara says, why did we use the Lashon over here of Ones before we use the Lashon of Sakana? My Ones. If you're going to tell me, Ile Mohod Amar, and it's the same, quote, Sakana from the governor, so then, Hasuk Korile Sakana, Vahaka Korile Ones. Why do we change the terminology? So obviously, it's not talking about the same thing. And furthermore, there's another inconsistency here. But so, Hasam, it used the Lashon of Nagu. The first time it said they had the custom now to get married on Tuesday. And Hachi, it says, Mutu, you're allowed to get married on Monday. It didn't say the Minna came to be married on Monday. So again, because of these two inconsistencies, Rava gives the following explanation. Omar Rava, the Amre, Sarat Sova Bolir. This is talking about this onus here, is that the army was coming to town, and the army is going to go and take all the food. And therefore, the suda for the wedding and for the Sheva Brachos will all be lost. And that's why, if there is this onus that the army is coming, so then move the wedding up to Monday. So one says, wait a second, what are we talking about that the army is coming? Hechidami. If they're just coming for one day, so then, okay, don't have it on Tuesday, but then push it back to Wednesday. Liake. So wait till Wednesday to have the wedding. Why did you say that you move it up to Monday? So where says, no, because we're talking about the army is staying here for a while. They're not coming just for one day. They're now encamping in this area over here. So Gemara says, then Bishlishi Miyolichnos. If the army is coming on Wednesday, so then why do we say get married on Monday? Get married on Tuesday. So Bishlishi, at least go and have the wedding on Tuesday rather than on Monday. So Gemara says, no. Isparvo di day Bishlishi ka asu. Because they send ahead their advancement, as Rashi points out. Chayil Misharsov Hamachinim Lo Tzar Chisuda. The Asparva is the quartermaster. He's the officer in charge of making sure that the supplies are there. So he's the advance man, and he comes in the day before. So if the army is coming on Wednesday, they just can't suddenly expect their food on Wednesday. So they send the quartermaster, the advance people, on Tuesday. So therefore, if they're there on Tuesday, they're going to appropriate all the food for the wedding and for the Sheva Brachos. So therefore, they've moved it up to Monday. Alternatively, Biboyi say, Modi Gemara says, what does it mean over here, onus? My machmas ones, it doesn't mean the army coming. There's another teretz, the ketanya, like we learn in the following brisa. Rechmonu litzlan, the wedding is all prepared, and Nebuch, one of the parents, dies. Harishayah pito ofui, the bread is all baked. V'tivcho tivuach, and the meat is all shechted, and everything is all set up. V'yeno mazug, and they diluted the wine. They used to have concentrated wine, which they would dilute. In stomach, it didn't last for a very long time once it was diluted. And then Nebuchadnezzar, Ovi Shel Chasson, or Ima Shel Kala. And the father of the Chasson dies, or the mother of the Kala dies. Rashi points out, Dafka not got Ovi Shel Chasson, Shua Torech B'tzorech Esuda, because the father of the Chasson was the one that used to pay for the wedding, and he would take care of all the needs of the wedding. The Ima Shel Kala, he amechino lo tachshitin, and she's the one that specifically would help the wife prepare for the wedding. Lefikoch, Im Yavor HaMoed, if this time passed, Shuv Ein Mechin Lohem. If the wedding was postponed, so then Nebuch, if the father of the Chasson died, so then nobody would be preparing in the future for the wedding. And if the mother of the Kala died, then nobody would be preparing the Kala for the wedding. And therefore, v'tiru lehem lahaklis sameis lecheder. And that's why specifically in this situation, we're talking about the father of the Chasson or the mother of the Kala specifically, because that's going to destroy any potential future wedding. So therefore, Rachmon l'Islan, as the Brisa continues, in this situation where the father of the Chasson dies or the mother of the Kala dies, we allow the wedding to go on before they bury them. Machnisin es hameis l'cheder. You take Nebuch, the dead father of the Chasson, or the dead mother of the Kala, and you put him in a separate room. B'es ha-chasson, b'es ha-kala l'chupa, and you bring the Chasson and Kala to the wedding, and they get married. Now, they are in Aninus at this point in time, but as Tosus points out, at the end of Dira Maskel, Boel, on Daftalit Amud Aleph, so Tosus writes down, Bahashta Mekilinon Tve Ba'aninus Da'araisa Me Da'avelus Da'rabonon. We are more makel over here with the Din Da'araisa of Aninus, because the Torah doesn't need Chizuk, but Dira Rabbonon, the decrees of the rabbis, they sometimes tzrichim Chizuk. So here, we say, we're going to push aside the din of aninus, that they're not required to do mitzvah such as getting married, and we allow them, we continue on daf dalet omen aleph, uboel bilas mitzvah, we allow them to consummate the marriage, even though they haven't buried yet Nebuch, the father of the chasson, or the mother of the kala, they're in aninus, and we allow them to consummate the marriage, uparish, and then they don't stay together during the week of the Sheva Brachos, even though normally we're not concerned that if she's asuritim because she's now considered like a nida, so we allow them to stay together. But here, we don't allow them to stay together, as Tosus points out. V'noeg shiva simei mishta, they continue with the Sheva Brachos, albeit they stay separately. V'achar kach, and after the Sheva Brachos, then noeg shiva simei avelus. They bury, of course, the parent right after they consummated the marriage, and the Shiva doesn't kick in until 7 days later. It's a little bit analogous to when we have Nebuch, somebody dying on Pesach or Sukkah, so the Shiva only starts after the full Yontif is over. So, to over here, after the Sheva Brachos week. The whole Osen HaYamin, and during this period of time, as I pointed out, during the entire week of Sheva Brachos and the entire week of the Avelus, the 2 7-day periods of time, Hu Yoshe Ben Anoshim, Vihi Shena Ben Anoshim, they live separately. We don't allow them to live together. And the Brisa concludes and says, "V'ein monin tachshitim in akalo kol shloshim yom." And even though she's in avelus, and normally she wouldn't put on various tachshitim, so we allow her to go and put on these various types of tachshitim, so the husband shouldn't find her maguna, the husband shouldn't find her disgusting, and therefore we allow her to do this, even though she's in the period of time of the shloshim. And this is the onus that we're talking about over here. When this comes up, we allow them to even get married on Monday, even though normally we would say that you shouldn't get married on Monday because you won't do Shoktu as well. Get married on Tuesday. But here, Tuesday would be a problem, so we allowed you to get married on Monday because otherwise nobody would prepare the Chasan and Kala for the wedding, Rachmana Litzlan. And that's what the Gemara now tells us. The Dafka Aviv Shel Chasan O Ima Shel Kala, as I pointed out from Rashi, and this is where Rashi got it from, we're only specifically talking here about when the Chasan's father or the Kala's mother died, but not the other way around. Because the Leka Inish the Tarachlu, because these are the two critical people, the father of the Chasan to prepare for the wedding, and the mother of the Kala to prepare the Kala for the wedding, Aval If Chalo, but the other way around, if Rachman Lusan, the mother of the Chasan, were to die, or the father of the Kala were to die, then this din doesn't apply. Tosus and Dibra Maskel, Aval If Chalo, adds, Vuhua din im Avelim Mach Masharko, and the same halak would apply if they're sinning, unfortunately, Shiva for any of the other seven relatives that you have to sit Shiva for. But Tosus points out that this person has not yet fulfilled the mitzvah of Puravu. The Chosin, in this situation, wasn't married previously, didn't have children previously, and therefore he didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Puravu. So then he's allowed to get married after the 7 days of the Shiva, and he doesn't have to wait till the end of the Shloshim. And he's allowed to even live with his wife when he gets married, then we don't say wait till after the Shloshim. Interestingly, the Rif, as explained by the Ran and the Bach, has a totally different understanding of this Gemara. And the Rif says that Ifcha means that we just do it a little bit differently, but we also, even if Rachmana Litzlan, it's the mother of the Chasan, or the father of the Kala, we also put the Mace in another room, and we let them get married. And they do get married then. We don't differentiate between the father and the mother of the respective Chasan and Kala. But in all the situations, we let them get married. We put the mace in the other room. Don't bury them. They're in Aninus. We let them get married, and they have their Bia Rishona. But the difference is, according to the Rif, and explained by the Ran and the Bach, so the difference is that the Yemei Avelus come first in this situation, and the Sheva Brachos will come afterwards. So the 7 days of Mishta would be after the Avelus if it's the mother of the Chasan or the father of the Kala, as opposed to, Agamor was talking about the father of the Chasan and the mother of the Kala, then you have the Yemei Mishta first, followed by the Yemei Avelus. Mitzvah Hashem, a learning this should only be L'Hagdol Torah L'Adira, and it shouldn't ever have to be Halacha L'Maisa.